As long as you've been here in Metro Pro, my first time getting to interview the human wrecking ball, Pete Madden, on your last night of your retirement tour, I guess.
Yep, it's over, man. So you're lucky you got me now, because otherwise you wouldn't be getting me. Oh, I wouldn't be active. I guess technically I'm not really active right now, because I had my last matches tonight, and had that great match with Dan Walsh, and we beat the living daylights out of each other. And Magic Man, I got 5 minutes alone with the Magic Man, and took care of business with him. And the Metro Pro extended me just an unbelievable just gift. And they said, you can do one more match if you want to. I said, yeah, I'm down. They said, you can pick anybody on the roster. So I said, that's great. I went out to the ring, and I heard people chanting Trevor, Trevor, Trevor. They wanted to see Trevor Murdoch. I mean, he's Mr. Metro Pro, really. Came out and had a great match with Trevor. It was like the old days with him. We were just beating the living crap out of each other. It was a great time, and the fans loved it, and it was a great way to send everybody off. And I got to tell you, I became a fan immediately after that match. I was in the back with my boots off, and I got to watch Lucy and Stacy and Miss Natural, and that was a great match. And the main event was Strider and all that, Matt. It was incredible. The chair shot that Matt Murphy took to the head was one of the sickest things I've ever seen in my life. I'm looking at it from a whole new perspective, because I'm one of you guys now. I'm a fan now. I'm going to be sitting with you next time. We'll share some nachos. We'll have a couple beverages, and we'll watch great wrestling. Metro Pro Wrestling, Jeremy Wyatt and Mark Sterling and SBC and all these great high-flying guys like Matt Seidel and oh my God, the Bulldogs? Are you kidding me? The best moonsault I've ever seen out of that guy. So I'm very impressed, and I'm just having a great time, you know.
Yeah, speaking of sitting with the fans, you know, that was kind of how you started your night and kind of ended your night. You kind of disguised yourself as somebody.
Yeah, I came out as Retro Rick. It was awesome, man. I had the shirt on. I wrestled the entire match in the Retro Rick garb, and I felt like I was representing KC out there, you know. And it was just something a little extra that you know, I thought would add a little flavor to the match, a little sabotage, a little Pearl Harbor action, you know, going back to my days as a rule breaker. And we had a fun time out there, and I'm glad that everybody turned out, and we had such a good time. Nobody got hurt, and we all got paid, and now we're going to go out and have a great night on the town in Kansas City. And I've always, the entire state of Missouri and into Kansas, they've always treated me better than my hometown ever treated me. I got to tell you, I come down here, and they roll out the red carpet, and they treat me like a king. They treat me like, you know, they welcome me home like, you know, some kind of hero or something. And I just love coming down here, because everybody's so nice. And I don't even wrestle in Milwaukee. I came back after 6 years of being on the shelf, and I didn't wrestle one match in Milwaukee. St. Louis and Kansas City and a couple matches in Southern Illinois, and that was it. And I, you know, before we hook this up or whatever, I want to say thanks to SICW in East Carondelet, Herb Simmons, Larry Matisek, Keith Smith, great crew over there. Thanks to Dynamo Pro, Evil Jim, and Crystal, I wouldn't have come back if it wasn't for them. They're the ones that got me to come back and inspired me to do this again. And Metro Pro, who rolled out the red carpet and just really bent over backwards to give me everything I wanted on my farewell tour. And it was such a good time, and the people down here are so good, and I feel thankful, and I feel really blessed.
Well, Pete, you've definitely been entertaining all the way through. It's been a joy to watch you. And hopefully, one way or another, even though you're not going to be in scheduled matches, hopefully at some point maybe we will see you again.
And yeah, maybe I'll bust out the Retro Rick garb again, jump in when they're least expecting it. All right, thanks a lot, man.